From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama targets the Islamic State group. Mr. Obama says more than 100 nations and institutions have joined a global movement to destroy the Islamic State militant group. Speaking at UN headquarters Tuesday, where he chaired a summit on countering violent extremism and the Islamic State, he announced that Nigeria, Tunisia, and Malaysia have joined the more than 60-member U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria.
I have repeatedly said that our approach will take time. This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife. And as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
President Obama also told the summit the campaign will involve both successes and setbacks. Meanwhile, the United States announced financial sanctions against major Islamic State leaders and financial figures and designated additional individuals and groups as foreign terrorist fighters. The Treasury and State Departments imposed the penalties on a total of 30 individuals and groups. The leader of a failed coup in Burkina Faso says he fears there are many dead after the army raided a camp holding renegade Presidential Guard members who refused to disarm. General Gilbert Diendéré spoke to the French news agency Tuesday from an undisclosed location after the army assault. He said there were families and a medical clinic in the camp in the capital of Ouagadougou. The army says as many as 300 members of the 1,300 coup participants surrendered. This is VOA News. Western embassies in Bangladesh are warning their citizens of terrorist attacks in that country after an Italian aid worker was shot dead in the Bangladeshi capital in an attack claimed by Islamic State. The U.S. Embassy says there is reliable new information to suggest militants may be planning to target Australian interests in Bangladesh, saying such attacks could likely affect foreigners, including U.S. citizens. Heavy fighting raged near Kunduz City Airport Tuesday as Afghanistan National Security Forces, backed by U.S. airstrikes, engaged in a counteroffensive to regain control of the northern city, taken by the Taliban Monday. Reports say a major portion of the airport is now under the control of the Taliban. A spokesman for the U.S.-led NATO alliance confirmed it carried out airstrikes to eliminate a threat to coalition and Afghan forces around Kunduz. The United Nations reports civilian casualties in Yemen continue to grow, largely as a result of the Saudi-led airstrikes against Houthi rebels. Lisa Schlein reports.
The civilian death toll in Yemen over the past 6 months includes 2,355 killed and 4,862 wounded. The victims include many women and children. But the UN Human Rights Office, which compiled these figures, says it believes the toll is underestimated and the true number of civilian casualties is higher. Human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says civilian casualties continue to be a result of airstrikes and indiscriminate shelling in residential areas by both sides in the conflict. He says more civilians have been killed and injured by an increasing number of airstrikes targeting bridges and highways. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Congolese politician Jean-Pierre Bemba and his former trial lawyer Amy Kilolo Musamba pleaded not guilty at the start of their trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague Tuesday. The former Congo vice president, Musamba, and three other allies have been charged with corrupting witnesses and interfering with the administration of justice. This is the ICC chief prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda.
We will demonstrate on the strength of our evidence how the accused engaged in a scheme to corruptly influence witnesses, to bribe them, to encourage or induce their false testimony, to coach their evidence illicitly, and to present that false evidence to a chamber of this court.
Bemba already on trial at the Court for Crimes Against Humanity and War Crimes, and Musamba are accused of coaching witnesses and paying them to testify in his favor between 2011 and 2013. And the UN Refugee Agency reports more than 500,000 migrants have now made the perilous Mediterranean Sea crossing this year in search of a new life in Europe. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.